Now, there's one other verse that I'm going to emphasize here, and then we're going to take off, friends. Verse 15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Now, that's a very interesting picture, by the way. You see, they could put up a fence, a wall, that would keep out the big foxes. But those little fellas, they can sneak through, you see. And they are the ones that got in, and always they would destroy the grapes, you see, tear up the grapevines. And we are told today, I think it has a message for us, we better beware of the little foxes. The Lord Jesus, you remember, gave his ones a warning about them, that you watch out for them. He said to his own, he that hath two coats, let him give to him that hath none. Exact no more than is appointed you. Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Repent and bring fruits meet for repentance. And he also spoke of the fact that these were enemies around, old generation of vipers. He could speak to the religious rulers. And then when they brought word to him that Herod was looking for him, he says, you go tell that old fox. Herod had been a young fox one time and had caused trouble, a lot of trouble. John the Baptist pointed his finger at him and said, you have no right to have another man's wife. And the preacher doesn't make himself popular when he says a thing like that. And Herod took his head off. I tell you, and our Lord Jesus said, you go tell that old fox, the day I work and tomorrow and the next day, but he'll have nothing to do with it. May I say to you, we're to beware of the old foxes, but it's the young foxes that get in and cause the trouble today. Frankly, I think in the church there are these little foxes. It's these little sins that spoil the church, spoil a Christian's life. There are the little sins of omission today. James, you remember, says in James 4:17 that he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, what is it? He says it's sin. And that's a sin of omission. How many folks say today, you know, I ought to be doing something for God, and they see something that they should do, and they don't do it? Oh, how many people have sinned in that connection? And we need to recognize the fact that the Lord Jesus went about doing good. Somebody says that Jesus went about doing good, and the thing troubles me, I'm just satisfied about just going about, probably doing nothing. Sin of omission today. Oh, how many folk have said, I intended to write you, but it didn't write you. Little thing. How many folks said, oh, I intended to do something for missions, and I forgot to do it? Sins of omission. These little foxes, friends, they wreck a vineyard any time. And how many times have we not prayed for somebody? We should have prayed for them. You remember that Samuel could say, God forbid that I not sin against you by failing to pray for you. And how many of you pray for those you should pray for? Then there's another sin of commission. That is something that Paul talked about over in the Epistle to the Romans, over in the 14th chapter at verse 23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And this business of taking a step and taking it on our own and trying to call it faith, and we know it's not faith. We just want to have our way. That's an awful sin, I think, but it's a little fox that gets in and spoils the work of God today. Oh, how many people lean on that very lame and broken reed and try to hold themselves up and maintain a pious attitude. I'm doing this because God is leading, and you know that he's not leading you at all. That which is not of faith, it's sin for a child of God. And then there's another sin. It's a little one. Oh, but this is a sin that you see among God's people, and that is having respect of persons. And believe me, James, he lowers the boom on those who do that. Will you listen to him? In James, the 2nd chapter, verse 9, "But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors." How many times I've had this happen to me. I went into a certain church just to visit. Didn't want to be recognized. I wanted to hear the preacher. And I went in, and the usher was absolutely insulting to me. He said to me, "You wait right here." And then he came back and says, "Well, I don't have a seat." He said, "You'll have to stand here in the back." He looked for a moment. He said, "Oh, you're Dr. McGee," as if that would make any difference. And he said, "I'll get you a chair and let you sit right here." May I say to you, respect of persons. How tragic it is to see in some churches today some rich man acknowledged in the service and some poor man that probably is more godly than the rich man. Why, he's absolutely ignored. And those little foxes, they really wreck God's work today. And, you know, there's a sin of not giving enough to God. And somebody says, "Well, you would mention that." Well, I sure would. How many people say, "Were the whole realm of nature mine?" They sing that. And they said, "And that were a present far too small." And then when the offering basket is passed, they put 25 cents in it. And then, how many of us lie when we sing some of these songs? We sing, "I give it all to the Lord." May I say, we don't mean it, do we? Oh, my friend, it's the little foxes that are destroying a lot of grapes today.